hoping to connect the dots. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot held another public hearing this morning, where top aides of former President Trump gave the panel an inside look of what happened on election night.
Former Trump advisor Jason Miller told the committee that a sauced Rudy Giuliani caught the president's ear late on election night.
There are suggestions by, I believe it was Mayor Giuliani, to go and declare victory and say that we'd won it outright.
The committee then played video of President Trump revving up people about election allegations.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
The committee showed depositions from shocked Trump officials as the president fanned the voter fraud flame.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The panel's trying to show President Trump's actions resulted in the storming of the Capitol. Prosecutors in Philadelphia say a Virginia man arrested in November 2020 after driving to the Pennsylvania Convention Center where votes were being counted, who was carrying guns, ammo, and a lock-picking tools, likely played a larger role in the January 6th riot than they previously thought. Prosecutors have filed a motion to hold 43-year-old Joshua Macias in criminal contempt, citing footage of him meeting with the far-right groups the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Police in Duncanville, Texas, near Dallas, say they shot and killed a man who fired shots at a gym where about 150 children were attending day camp this morning. No children, staff, or officers were hurt in the shooting at the Duncanville Fieldhouse. Police say the man entered the lobby with a handgun and fired a shot during a discussion with a staff member. Then he tried to enter a classroom, but it was locked. Then he went into the gym where he was killed by officers. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The ongoing scramble for baby formula is another example of collateral damage from the pandemic. That's according to an Associated Press review of federal documents.
The FDA pulled most of its safety inspectors from the field when COVID hit in 2020. The three biggest baby formula companies did not receive a visit that year. Once inside the Abbott facility in Michigan after a two-year gap, the feds discovered problems leading to voluntary fixes and no formal warning. 5 months later, the inspectors returned after four infants who drank powdered formula from the plant suffered bacterial infections. The issues they found led to a four-month shutdown, creating the current supply shortage. The FDA says it conducted more than 800 mission critical inspections in the first year of the pandemic. Only three of the nation's 23 facilities that make, package, or distribute formula made the cut.
Fox's CJ Papa. The FDA resumed routine inspections in July 2021. The Supreme Court has ruled that Native Americans prosecuted in certain tribal courts can also be prosecuted for the same incident in federal court. The 6-3 ruling is in keeping with a similar ruling from the 1970s. The case before the high court involved a member of the Navajo Nation accused of rape. He had argued the Constitution's double jeopardy clause should have barred his second prosecution. The remains of an American soldier killed in World War II have been identified.
Private First Class Sanford Keith Bowen from Ashland, Ohio, was 26 when he died in France. His body could not be recovered then because of the heavy fighting, but now 77 years later, the Defense Department has announced his positive identification. Private Bowen was with Company I, 3rd Battalion, 157th Infantry Regiment, 45th Infantry Division. His unit was trying to secure territory near Reipertswiller, France, in January 1945 when he was killed. Only two men from his company made it through German lines, with the rest killed or captured.
Fox's Chris Foster. He was accounted for in March by the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.